what we're really trying to do is get the students a good picture of what's out there.
Hain students want to know how college or the Army or backpacking the globe was for you. And Susanna Dowds takes us to the last farmer's market of the season. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That much and more up next. The Alaska Public Offices Commission takes up a local case next week involving Representative Bill Thomas. Last fall, online blogger Linda Kellen Beagle filed a complaint over a series of ads in the Chilkat Valley's weekly paper that said the coordination of the ads broke state law. APOC will hear the case next Thursday, as well as the proposed settlement that would impose a several thousand dollar penalty against Thomas. Remember college? Good, because Haines High School students want to know about it. A new survey from the Haines School Counselor collects basic information about what Haines residents did after high school, good or bad, university or not.
I am pretty much looking for anything and everything. As all of you know, our student body is very diverse in what they want to do once they get out of high school.
Lindsay Moore is the Haines School Counselor, the person who helps upperclassmen figure out what to do after graduation.
You know, we do have students that are interested in doing, taking a year off and traveling or going into the Peace Corps or AmeriCorps, or some of our students are interested in the military. So pretty much I'm just looking for what is it that people in town did after they graduated high school. For many, it's that traditional college or the vocational school, but I do also want to showcase the other opportunities out there for a student.
The online survey, open to any post-high school Haines residents and available through the school website, is just one more way to help local kids make that big decision. And she adds, it all started with a cup of coffee.
This idea actually came out as I was sitting at the Rusty Compass coffee shop this summer. I had been there talking, and I had seen Russ Silkman come in to meet with one of the students because I guess the parent had noticed a sticker on Ross's car for the school that their son was interested in.
We happen to have a sticker on the back of the car that says William & Mary on it.
That's Ross.
I got in touch with a local.
And that's Haines School student Royal.
I guess someone had talked to Lanise about it, and one of the T-ball things, I coached T-ball at one of the T-ball games, she approached and asked if I could talk with Royal about the school.
And had a discussion with him about the specific school that I was talking about, and to decide if that was within my ability as well as within my interest to go to that school. So yes, we talked about it, and I liked it because I got lots of information, because someone who's been there really knows what they're talking about. That isn't only just what programs the school offers and things. You really get a sense of like what life is like on that campus.
I saw kind of how that conversation worked, and I was thinking to myself, why don't I hear more about those kind of interactions happening between our community members and our high school students?
My interest was just to help.
And I think part of it is just the lack of knowing people's backgrounds, where they went to school, what kinds of programming can they speak about. And so I kind of got this idea of, wouldn't it be cool to have some sort of resource directory that I could have so that when a student comes in and says, I'm interested in going to, for instance, the University of Washington, I can say, oh, here's a list of people in Haines that have gone to the University of Washington. Do you want to try contacting one of them to set up a time to get some more information?
The program offers resources so that if a student coming out of our high school is interested in a specific school or a specific program or even just a realm of schools, like, say, trade schools, this program allows them to get in touch with locals that were involved in those programs, and those local adults could help them get more information and figure out what they're in for if they choose to go into these fields.
The nice part about having someone actually in town is they know what life is like here in Haines, and they can talk about that in relation to their experiences at the school or the program they went to.
I think we live in certainly a remote place, and if kids are interested in exploring different possibilities that are out there, and folks have come from different possibilities or opportunities, it's nice to be able to share it with the kids and and give them as much information as possible as well. It's extremely expensive to travel around and visit all these schools. And so, yeah, I just wanted to try to help Royal, and he had shown some interest in the college that I had gone to school at, and so I thought it would be a nice thing to do.
I really like it. I participated in it, and it really helped me figure out what I'm looking for and whether or not what I talked about would be specifically good for me, which is good. And that could work for anyone in our high school that can get in contact with these people that fill out this form for this program.
I think it'll be a good thing for the kids in town.
So far, we've just started receiving responses, and we actually just set up in our high school commons area. I have a map of all of the schools across the country, and so we're doing one of those things with the little pins. So I stick in, once I hear about a school where someone's gone, I stick a pin in that school so that way they can also visually see where people are going to school from the Haines area.
The survey is accessible through the Haynesboro School District website. You can also call Lindsay at 766-6744. It's short and simple. It takes less than 5 minutes, and filling it out does not hold you to any obligations, necessarily.
Basically, the only commitment that they would be getting themselves into by completing the survey is just, I would have your contact information as the school counselor, and then I'd talk to the student and say, are you interested in speaking with someone about this, you know, whether it's via email or phone or in person?
It's extremely easy, and I think it has potential to be a great asset for the kids who are pursuing college.
What we're really trying to do is get the students a good picture of what's out there.
We have a lot of like online resources. Our school counselor is very helpful in that sort of respect. She can get us all kinds of information and things that we're interested in. However, up until this program, we really lacked that sort of local connection and human resource that this can offer.
You can fill out the survey by going to www.hbsd.net and looking for a link under announcements.
A rainy Saturday marked the end of the 5th annual Haines Farmers Market. Despite the weather, Haines shoppers flocked to the fairgrounds for the last fruits of the season. This year brought the usual spread of baked goods, crafts, and of course, locally grown produce. Grower Beverly Shoop of White Rock Nurseries.
How's business been today?
Very brisk. The best market day of the whole summer.
Oh, even with the rain.
The market also remains a popular venue for local craftspeople. Farmers Market Manager Leslie Evenden.
I think it's a great venue for the community, though, because people who do make earrings and gift cards can sell them at a place without having a store, and it's really low overhead, and it's kind of a friendly environment.
Craft vendors at the market echoed this statement. Local mobile maker Allie Mirth.
You have a place to go when you make your own crafts, but there's a bunch of other craftspeople that come and it's to show off and sell the things that we love to do and make some money for it.
While the farmers market continued to bring growers and craftspeople together, new this year were evening markets on two Wednesdays in July and children's activities for the youngest patrons. Again, Farmers Market Manager Leslie Evenden.
We did two Wednesdays, and they were fun and different. We did one of them here, and it wasn't a very big turnout of vendors. And then the next one we did down in Dalton City, and it was really sunny. And it was nice because people set up all around the boardwalks, and the cruise ship shuttle stops there at Dalton City. And so that was really great because a lot of people from the cruise ship milled around, and they think that the fair might try to incorporate something like that next year so that they have something for people on Wednesdays who get off the cruise ship shuttle to do when they come here. And this is the kind of stuff they want to look at.
Children's activities this year included homemade kites, pinwheels, and during this past weekend.
And what did you make today?
An apple print?
You made an apple print.
Community members, both young and old, were able to enjoy the offerings of the farmers market. A goal for next year? More produce.
Aren't they good?
Outrageous. I didn't know tomatoes could taste like that.
Klondike Road Relay in Skagway closes the road for racers this weekend. The 30th annual running of the Klondike Trail of 98 International Road Relay begins on Friday. Almost 1,500 people are participating this year. Motorists should know that, like last year, Broadway between 1st and 2nd closes at 3:45 p.m. through 11 p.m. Traffic on Broadway between 2nd to 5th will be stopped every so often to let runners through from about 6 to 8 p.m. Traditionally, businesses leave their lights on the night of the run since it's certain to be dark, even with a full moon coming. The race has runners following the trail of the Gold Rush Stampeders over the White Pass through British Columbia and into the Yukon, finishing Saturday at the Yukon River in Whitehorse. More information on the run at KlondikeRoadRelay.com. That's not to be confused with a fundraiser at the Klondike in Haines this weekend. On Saturday night, an annual women's gathering known as the Goddess Party brings ladies of all ages and types together from around the region for fun and to raise donations for local domestic violence organizations. The party is open to all females. The tradition is to come dressed as the goddess of your choice or design and to bring along a favorite finger food and beverage. The Goddess Party is this Saturday, September 10th at 8 p.m. at the Klondike in Dalton City at the fairgrounds. Donations are taken at the door and proceeds go to a local women's shelter. For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. Special thanks to Susanna Dowds for her help with this report.